On the agenda, and we are past 10:15, is our public hearing for the annual operating budget. Mr. Rutt.
It's my understanding that Mr. Baker and Ms. Webb wish to make comments, but this will be the time for the public hearing on an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2012. And after they make their comments, I'll explain then the hearing process to the public.
Morning. Thank you. This morning we have three public hearings scheduled regarding the proposed budget. The first is a hearing regarding the overall budget for the county. The second is regarding the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. And the third is regarding sewer and water rate charges. By state law, the county council must approve the budget by June 30th. We'd like to provide an overview before each public hearing, and I'd like to introduce and thank our budget committee again, Susie Webb, our finance director, Kathy Roth, our budget and cost manager, and Gina Jennings, our director of accounting. There are a few major points that we'd like to emphasize regarding this budget. We continue to face a difficult economy with slow growth and problems, as evidenced by the Allen's Food bankruptcy announced last week. We have tried to take this into account in our revenues. But offsetting this is hope for the future. There are many positives in Sussex County, as we all know. The quality of life here is outstanding. County and state taxes are low, schools are good, and our economy is balanced with agriculture, tourism, and other industries. The future is bright for Sussex County. This first chart, and we will just, these were reviewed in May, or some, most of these were reviewed in May, however, we thought we'd briefly run through them. Shows the total budget, $139.2 million. It's slightly less than the current year's budget. The general fund is up 2.4%, but it's 35% less than what it was and what the actual results were in 2006. Community development fund is down 26% due to reduction in federal funds. Sewer and water districts is up 8.5%, primarily to new sewer and water districts and our aging infrastructure, which we have money included for. Our capital projects for sewer and water are still, it's down 45%, but it's still a large number, $47.7 million. This chart shows the budgets over the last few years, and although the general fund budget is up 2.4%, it is $10 million less than 2008, 17% less than 2008. Our actual results in the general fund were good for last fiscal year, which ended June 30, 2010. Even though our revenues were reduced, we were able to cut our expenditures, which resulted in a small net income of $617,000. This chart reflects revenues related to the housing market and first the realty transfer tax, which is our highest. It's either our first or second largest revenue stream in the general fund, depending on what year it is. But anyway, it's estimated this year at $14 million. And as you can see, we're running $13 to $14 million the last 3 years. The proposed budget of $13,570,000 is 63% less than 2005. Our manufactured home placement tax has also been drastically affected by the economy. $373,000 collected in 2005, only $80,000 is expected this year, and that money is dedicated to independent local libraries in the county. Our building permits for new homes is we have a strong base in Sussex County. We are 1,200, we're estimating 1,201 building permits for new homes in Sussex County this year, this fiscal year. Our fire service enhanced fee is down. It was also drastically affected by the economy. $1.8 million received in 2005. $782,000 is estimated for this year, 56% less than 2005. Recorder deeds, documents recorded, are down 41% from 69,000 to 40,000. This chart shows the revenue expected in the general fund. Realty transfer tax, $13.6 million is the highest, is our largest income, and very close to what property taxes is. It's up 6.85%. Property taxes, $13,261,000, are up 2.17% due to growth in assessments. I would like to mention that there is zero included in this chart for capitation taxes. The we currently charge and have for years charged a $3 per adult resident capitation tax, which is now, we are at, based on our results from last fiscal year, the county council made a decision to go ahead and return that to the taxpayers. So there will be a tax decrease in that we will not charge the capitation tax this coming year. Fees for services, almost $10 million, are the third highest revenue, and that represents almost 20% of the budget. With that, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Webb.
Good morning. Get all my props here. This chart shows the use of appropriated reserves actually declining for our general fund operations. You can see in 05 and just a bit over $9 million. And as the budgets have gotten tighter over the years, the last 3 years, 2010, 11, and 12, we have had no use of appropriated reserves in balancing our budget. This chart shows the general fund expenditures. We continue to watch our budget, particular expenses, very carefully, and we constantly consider the impact and the sustainability of expenses when we include them in the budget. This chart shows the different percentages the different departments have on our budget, the largest department being the paramedic department with 24% of our budget. This is up 3.2% from 2011. However, it's down 10% from 2009. Grants, the second largest department, 14% of our general fund budget. Some of these grants include public safety package, which is $5.5 million, open space, $61,000, human service grants, same level as last year, $143,000. The water and sewer cap fee grant at $650,000 this year. This is an 18% increase, and that's mostly due to adding two new sewer districts, Johnson's Corners and Angola. That is a major impact on our budget, capping sewer front foot at 100 feet. Our water and sewer contribution is the same level as last year at $270,000. Library grant, $250,000. As David mentioned, this is coming from the capitation tax, which we are no longer charging this year, but we are still committed to maintaining that grant for the libraries. And the third largest department, finance and data processing, at 13%. This shows personnel highlights of our budget. The CPI index this year was increased approximately 3.2% when we were doing our budget. And it was a goal of the budget committee to provide a COLA for our employees this year, as we haven't had one in 3 years since 2008. And this year we are recommending a COLA of 2% with a $750 minimum and 1% for pensioners. We are recommending to eliminate the anniversary increases, however. We are contributing to our pension at 11.5%, and we are contributing to the pension benefit contribution at 7.7%. There's no change in health insurance or employee contributions or the benefit level. And also included in this budget is a new tuition reimbursement policy that we are recommending so employees can start taking classes and furthering their education, which the county thinks is a positive thing. And I believe Mr. Baker wants to speak while we're on personnel highlights.
Yes, I would like to make one suggestion that was actually made by a county employee regarding anniversary increases. Years ago, when the anniversary increases were implemented, they were implemented based on a calendar year. And it was brought to our attention that it would be fairer to stop the program at the end of the calendar year versus halfway, you know, our fiscal year starts July 1st. So if we stopped at June 30, and that the point was that it wouldn't be fair because we began it on a calendar year at January 1st, and this by changing this so that we make the anniversary increases or allow anniversary increases through December 31st, it would be fair to the employees. That's how we began the program, and I think it was the early 80s when it began. And so this was one suggestion that was brought to the attention of Mr. Vinson and ourselves to consider. In order to do that, it would cost us in general fund approximately $25,000 and then an additional $15,000 in sewer and water funds. Could be paid from increase in assessments which have occurred since we introduced the budget in May.
Right.
What you're saying is that if we don't, if we continue the anniversary increases, it's going to cost us $25,000 by eliminating them. We save $25,000?
Yes. If we basically, the proposed budget had anniversary increases stopping July 1st, there would not be any more. But it was brought to our attention that when this program began, it was based on a calendar year, not a fiscal year. Okay. And that people's time accrued based on a calendar year for the anniversary increases. So we felt that, you know, this may be a more fair way to end the program, being it started on a calendar year to end it at the end of a calendar year.
Right. I mean, because if we don't, what happens, I think, George, is that half, just pick a round number, half of the employees will have gotten their anniversary raise because they came to work before June 30th. The ones that came after June 30th would not get it. So half wouldn't, half wouldn't. So if we do it until December 31st, everybody would get their raise for this calendar year, and then it stops.
Okay, then we're going to, so we're going to continue through, okay.
For 6 months, then it stops January 1st, and we're out of business. So, which seems the fair way to do that. So, thank you, Mr. Baker.
Question, do they get an anniversary increase each year or just on the five-year anniversary?
It's each year after the third year. The third year is the first year an employee receives a contribution, and each year after that, they receive one in varying amounts. Like every fifth year is a big year, bigger than the in-between years.
Yeah,
so, for instance, the third year is 300, the fourth year is 150, the fifth year is 500, the sixth year is 150, 6, 7, 8, 9 is 150, then 10 year is 500.
Okay.
And it's a pattern up to the 30 years. But it begins at the third year. Okay. Well, that's good news. Here are general fund expenditures in a more dramatic way in comparing the departments in the change from 2011 to 2012 and 2009 to 2012. And you can see in the column 2009 to 2012, the large decreases in the department expenditures. Seven departments had decreases over 30%, and mostly all other departments had large reductions as well. And this reduction's due mostly to personnel. However, two departments, the Register of Wills, was increased a little bit above 10%, and that's also due to the way that we account for the advertising now. We're changing up, we're paying the ads up front, and we're doing it differently. And the sheriff's office, of course, is up because of the amount of the foreclosure activity. coincide with the departments. This shows the number of full-time employees in each department and the decrease. And again, the column 2009 to 2012 shows the most dramatic decrease in the number of our employees. All along, since the economy has taken a turn, we've tried to reduce staff the best we can without layoffs, and we've been very successful. We've reduced staff by 43 positions compared to 3 years ago, and through this, we've had two early retirement offers as well as just normal attrition. This shows personnel expenses again through a bar chart, and this is based on budgeted numbers and the decrease from 2009 to 2012. From 2009 to 2012, wages have been reduced by $1.9 million. However, we must remember that we do have a large sewer department that's ever growing, so the reduction in salaries are not as dramatic in that area as they are in the general fund. Here's detail of our public safety budget. $20.3 million, all totaled 42% of our general fund budget, coming from a variety of sources. The paramedic department, $12 million, is increased 3%. Fire service, which I'll talk about more later in detail, out their grant at $1.8 million. Ambulance service, $1.5 million. State police subsidy, which is the additional state police allocation at $1.7 million. Local law enforcement, a little over $500,000. This year, we're broadening that grant to include four towns that do not have police protection but contract out for security services and offering them a grant, the 21 towns at $22,500 and the additional four towns at $2,500. And emergency preparedness budget is just the same as last year, at $2.6 million. Here's the detail of the fire company grants at $3.3 million. It is a 10% increase over 2011. However, it's also down, as the others, 14% from 2007. Their grants are made up of those categories that you see listed, the fire service discretionary, which is their ambulance reimbursement for paid ambulance attendants, their equipment grants for rescue trucks, ambulance stations, non-fire, and aerial devices. Their fire service enhanced funding has been a revenue that's been affected by the economy as it's collected from the building code department, 0.25%, and it has been severely reduced, as well as our other revenue like realty transfer tax, because it's economy sensitive. New this year is a fire service special grant. We're proposing to set aside funds for an investment where the income from that investment will be paid both to the fire company in the form of a grant and to the Sussex County Council. To us, we'll receive the interest on it. And this will be a dedicated principal, and it would take 4/5 vote for to change the principal. Libraries, $5.8 million of total appropriations. There are three county-owned libraries and 11 independent libraries throughout the county. Their operating budget has remained relatively flat, only increased by 0.4%. We're proposing to continue the same level of service for the bookmobile, continue to replace computers, and we're still working on the Greenwood Library Expansion Capital Program. Some of the services that the county provides for the libraries are listed. We provide auditing services, delivery services, training, computer services, and cataloging. And Dave will talk about economic development.
Thank you. Economic development continues to be a high priority for the Sussex County Council. We offer industrial revenue bonds for businesses, especially manufacturing businesses, to obtain tax-exempt financings. At our industrial park, we will work on extending the main runway by 500 feet, and we are continuing to work on financing a 1,000-foot extension of the main runway. We have funds included for a marketing plan for the industrial park also.
Again, sewer construction projects will continue to help, which will also help provide jobs, and community development and housing rehabilitation projects where we mainly use local contractors will also continue. And our economic development office will continue to be active and work with CDEC. Community development department works with housing renovations, and the funding is, the federal funding for this program is down. The county does provide $262,000, or there is $262,000 in the general fund for the administration of this program. There's also a $50,000 amount in there for emergency assistance for various low-income households that need help and do not have the time to wait on our emergency list of 1,100 homes. This department has assisted in rehabilitating 1,600 homes over the past few years. Our non-sewer and water capital projects, $7.1 million, includes improvements at their industrial park, and also software improvements are also included. Mrs. Jennings and Mrs. Smith and others have been working on a new software package which will improve the efficiency of providing information, enables to provide more information to the county council and the public. One item I would like to mention is Greenwood Library expansion. The proposed budget includes funding for $1.5 million towards expansion of the Greenwood Library, which was based on a 50% grant from the state of Delaware for $750,000, which was in the governor's proposed budget. Since then, since the May proposal, we've heard from some state legislators indicating that they may be able to increase their contribution towards the Greenwood Library, up their amount of funding so that we could possibly begin that construction of that project in fiscal 2012. So one suggestion is that we up the county's contribution and up the state's contribution and basically from one point our capital improvements for the Greenwood Library would be revised to $3.1 million from $1.5 million, and that would be funded 50% by the state and 50% by the county. And then finally, budget highlights. Again, no property tax increases are recommended. Again, the average county tax bill for a single-family home is $105.97, $40.22 for a manufactured home. We are recommending eliminating the capitation tax of $3 per adult resident. We have funding for 40 state of Delaware troopers is included in the budget. Volunteer fire service funding is up 10%. We still continue to, of course, handle dog control. There is an increase in pension costs, which we did anticipate because of the early retirement offers. Their five-year capital plan, 2.4% general fund budget increase, and no use of appropriated reserves is included. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Rudd.
Thank you. We will proceed now to the public hearing and public comment, and this is again on the ordinance establishing the